Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Home of the Misfits, or Home of Misfits, I should have known this by now. Anyway, I was like, whatever.
We're never.
We're misfits, you know, it's like, it's all good. So anyway, so welcome back. And today I'm so excited. I have my bestie here with me, Sonia Martino. And she is just amazing. I mean, and yes, I'm totally biased. You know, well, you are super amazing. You know, and actually, we just met. I mean, in the big scheme of things, we just met like what, almost 3 years ago.
2 years and a half. Yeah,
And you know,
April's gonna do our turn.
Something like that. And you know, sometimes you meet somebody and you have this connection, and you can talk to them, and it feels like you've known them your whole life.
Well, that's,
no, right? That's what happened to us. So anyway, we usually laugh a lot, so there might be a lot of laughing in here, but who knows? Who knows?
And
so Sonia, why don't you tell us a little about you?
Oh, let me see. I'm Sonia. I met Sabine 2 years and a half ago, and I am completely crazy. Is enough?
You're not crazy. We're all a little crazy. That's what makes it fun.
I'm a healthy crazy.
There
and
you
I
go.
love to help people with self-esteem and self-love and everything else that I can.
Yes. And here's the fun part. So not only do we have the same initials, SM, which is interesting, you know, Sonia is also a fellow European.
I am.
I'm sure you can tell by her accent. So where are you from? Tell us.
I am from Portugal. From Lisbon, a beautiful city.
Nice.
And now it's a little underwater. There's a little detail.
Yeah, I heard.
Now it became an Italian city, you know, the one that have the
Oh,
boat,
Venice.
romantic and all that stuff. And I think it is amazing. It's just sorry for all the people that are suffering.
Right.
But yes, I'm Portuguese, a very powerful Portuguese woman.
But yes, you are. How long have you been in the States?
Good question. Wait. I am married in 2009. Yeah, 16 years.
Oh, wow. There you
Yeah.
go. And, you know.
When I got married. How sad that is.
Which I found it so interesting. That's like, so we both are European.
Yes,
You know.
we are.
Did you meet your husband over in Portugal?
No, I met my husband. Well, funny story. I met my husband here in this country, in the United States, because I came to my cousin's wedding.
Okay.
And I met my husband that actually was that cousin's ex-boyfriend.
Wow. I love that. I just love it. I think it's just fascinating.
You know
So,
that story that you don't date your friend's ex-boyfriends? Well, apparently it didn't apply to me. I married one.
and you know, and here you are. It's all good. And you have three beautiful children. So,
Yes, I do. Indeed.
So, yeah. So, Sonia and I became business partners almost right away, actually. I mean, we met, and within that year, right? I asked her if she wanted to be my business partner, and here we are. So,
actually, no, I bought you a proposal with my kids. And after that, we became business partners. Sorry.
Oh, it's all blurring together. It's all good. It's like, you know, two misfits found each other, and here we are. You know,
Yeah.
But what I love is like we're all so different, yet we're all so alike. You know, that's what I love.
Yes, we are the yin and the yang.
That's
Yes.
right.
We are so different.
Fabulous. It's fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. So anyway, Home of Misfits. When I first brought that idea to you, you thought it was like, I was crazy, but that's okay, you know. But you also left it at the same time, right?
Oh, I always support. You come to me and you say something and I think for a minute and I say, go ahead. True or false?
Right. Yeah. And we both do the same thing. We both come up with ideas, and but I mean, it's really nice to have somebody, and I hope you guys have somebody, that you can run ideas by, or just bullshit with and have a good time.
Yeah, and especially because with Sabine, I tell you a secret. You don't need
Uh-oh.
to go so far. You start thinking about an idea and you get 100,000 excuses for her to say yes. And you continue to say the excuse and you not even realize that she say yes the first time that you present the proposal.
There's that too. Well, I mean, if it's a good idea, why not?
Absolutely.
But anyway, let's talk misfit stuff. I have some questions.
Should I be scared?
Nah. I mean, they're really good. And it's like what I love about those questions, it's like it helps our audience to see. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm not alone. It's like, oh wow, that makes sense. It's like, oh wow, having those aha moments, it's like, wow.
If I can help at least one person
There
in
you
the
go.
community, I did my
There you
job.
go. And that's the thing with anything I do, it's like with this show, if one person has this aha moment and it changes the trajectory of whatever they're doing, it's like win, worth it. It's good stuff. So, Oh, I like this. Where in your life are you done explaining yourself?
Believe me or not, it took me a long time.
No.
A long time. And I think the experience that I had last week, it was when I still noticed that I have some let it go stuff, some detached stuff that I need to do and stop explaining. Because no matter what, for our parents special, my husband, I don't care anymore, to be honest. But for my parents and all that stuff, I still feel that they see me as the little girl, and it make me feel that little girl that I need to justify everything. And I realized that that was one of the things that I had to let it go. I'm
Okay.
45, actually. Sorry. 45, and that was the moment that I just I did realize that unconscious me, I still was justifying myself.
And you know what? I think a lot of, I mean, I still do it. I still catch myself, and it's just it and it just shows how deep the programming goes.
What I said to a client recently, it was the no it actually I used your expression, but I add a little more. I said
Ooh.
no is a sentence, but depend of the person that you have in front of you and what she's going through. So you can say no to them because they are transgressing your boundaries. But if the situation of the person is a little too delicate, she or she's really suffering, she deserves a justification. But you need to be the one that wants to give that
Well, I
justification.
mean, here's the thing. There's a way to say no, and there's a way to say no. When I always say it's like no is a sentence, you don't have to be rude about it. And I mean, it all depends on the situation. You can tell people, and usually what I say, it's like, you know
Sometimes
what?
I just don't want to justify. It's like I don't want to be rude and I say, I'm sorry, no. Right?
Right. There's that, and it's like,
So the person of the other side, it is someone that is suffering. For example, like you did in some point of your time and you actually call me, or I did this passing week. I don't want to listen only the no, right? I want to listen a little more, like I'm sorry, no, because I need to go to see a show or my kids' show or whatever the case is. But I would me in that position, I would like to have the, but if it's something that I called and just to be annoying with someone, that happens a lot.
well, I mean, the
Now is
point
it?
is like be mindful.
Yes.
Be mindful. It's like yes, no is a sentence. Don't be rude about it. And it's like and sometimes, I mean, I get asked by so many people, hey, can you do this? Can you do this? Would you do this? Would you do that? And I'm just like, no. And I tell them, it's like, you know what? This does not align with my energy. This does not align with what I want to do. I would love to support you, but right now I don't have the bandwidth. Whatever it is. You don't have to go into like your whole life story. Why not? That's the point.
Absolutely.
So it's like you can say no, and if you feel like you need to give them a little bit more, you just tell them it's like, you know what, right now is not a good time for me. The end. You don't need to tell them why it's not a good time for you. It's none of their business.
I had a deja vu right now.
You have what?
A deja vu.
Uh-oh. Do tell.
Not a long time ago, we are doing this, talking about mindset and no and boundaries and limits. And
Well,
look,
yes, we did.
we did, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we did a few things together so far. It's good stuff. So, but yeah, so, but that's powerful. I'm glad you realized that and you noticed that.
Absolutely. And I believe that that was one of the causes. I learned this actually not too long ago, and it actually blew my mind. I don't know if you agree or not, but to me, make a lot of
And that's
sense.
all that matters. It only has to make sense to you.
The disease is coming to our life for a reason, and you need to figure it out what is the reason. The majority of the time, it is because or we have too much responsibility on over our shoulders, and we want to stop. And we don't know how to say it, or because we want to make someone to feel guilty because did some kind of stuff to us, or we want to feel guilty about something that we did, right? And I realized that I don't want to feel guilty. I don't feel guilty about anything because I forgive myself and I did that work already. And I'm so sorry if people think that I should feel guilty. I don't. I apologize to the people
Don't be
that
sorry.
I apologize to the people that I did wrong. I apologize myself to put myself in that situation. And I forgive, okay? Making the other ones feeling guilty is not my
Well,
shit.
you shouldn't anyway. I mean,
It's
that's
not
not the right thing
that
to
is
do.
completely out. So, but because I have a lot of responsibility. And that's why I brought that to my life. And I was like, it makes so much sense.
No, right?
Because
Ah.
I had, look, it's just in 1 year, 1 year, I had my father-in-law that passed away, that I was the one helping to take care, even change diapers and all that stuff, and carrying him up and down, physical carrying him.
Right.
And after and I had my dad that got blind from his right eye and almost happened the same to the left eye. And now we have all other kind of ha things happening to him.
It was a rough year for you.
And I had my mom, right?
All
And I have
right.
my three kids. In the middle of this, I had my husband have surgery for his neck because he almost lost his what it was to
He was
be
almost paralyzed from the neck down.
from the neck down. And I had my mom that is not driving, that I need to drive everywhere. I have my dad and my mom that doesn't speak English. And I had the Sir Miguel surgery and I had Mateus surgery. And all in the loop, my body was saying, stop, don't assume any more responsibilities. And I was like, whoa.
Did you listen to your body?
I did.
Good.
The
Good. And here's the thing, it's like our body always tells us,
if I take any actions is another conversation.
because our body tells us, and if we don't listen to our body, it makes sure that, it's like if we need a break, we get the break. It's like 2 years ago I broke both my ankles because I'm an overachiever, But I wasn't listening, and it's like, okay, here you go. I had no choice. But anyway, it's a whole different story.
I
Let's
love
see.
that story.
It's a fun story. All the stories are fun. But anyway, so
Very broken ankle.
very broken ankle, yes. So what version of you are you quietly grieving, even though you're proud of who you've become?
Oh,
I know, right?
the hurricane. I miss the hurricane.
Like working, like a job working.
I work in a corporation world, right, in Portugal, and I was My nickname was the hurricane is coming, so things are being done.
Nice.
Was not only the hurricane on the job or career field, I was a hurricane in everything in my life. It was like, and that is the part that I miss the most. It needs to be done, I was there to be done. Needs to be end, I was there to be ending. And I didn't care. I really didn't care what people thought about it. And I remember even my parents, if I have something to solve, it would be tell Sonia. Sonia will solve that 1, 2, 3. And I miss that part. Now I'm a little more calm and I have a little more. I don't go with everything. You know what I mean? I'm not a truck anymore that take everything. And it doesn't care if it's snow or not, it goes.
You pause first now, is that what you're saying?
Now I pause, I think, and I try to treat the people with respect no matter what and apply the golden rule. And
I like that.
before that, I really don't care what was on the other side. Things need to be done. And if I need to fire someone because things was not being done, I would try to everything to do it.
Right. So for our listeners that they're not familiar with the Golden Rule, would you tell us a little about it?
The golden rule is treat the other ones the same way you want to be treated. So
It'll be good.
be good. And the golden rule, everyone said that the law of attraction is the made of love and gratitude, right? And it is the mechanism that makes the law of attraction making them work for you. I usually say that is the golden rule that makes that. Because the golden rule says treat the other ones the way you want to be treated. So you're always going to put it love. You always put it gratitude. You're always going to put all the positive because you don't want someone to call you at any bad names, or if you say good morning, someone do whatever. Good morning is because you're not in my shoes.
Whatever. What's good about
Always
it?
because you don't have my pain. Always because your car didn't broke.
Right.
Well, oh well. So yeah, that is what I think is the golden rule makes the law of attraction working. The law of
Right.
vibration, the law of frequency,
Yep.
everything is going to work in one simple rule. That is the golden rule. The golden rule is very simple. Treat the others same way, or even better
Even better, exactly.
than you want to be treated.
Yep. I mean, because whatever you put out, you get back tenfold, you know? So it's like
But be careful, it's not expecting for that person. Usually it doesn't come for that person, comes for different persons.
well, there's that. And then comes back to bite you in the rear. So there's that. Anyway, so what's something you once thought was just how life is that you see differently?
That now I see differently. I thought that a life was. I was raised as a Catholic girl, right? So I always thought that God had control of my life. And if I behave good, if I don't lie, if I don't steal, if I don't do this and that by the Catholic rules, my life would be wonderful until I understand that no, because I always did all that and my life was not wonderful. So, not saying to the Catholic people they are not right, okay? But I realized that everything starts with me, ends with me. And even for the Catholic people, listen, they always say that God is in every place. So that means that is inside of you too. There is another way for you if you want to see it. And so you have the control. Doing good things will attract good things. And for me, I was doing for the wrong reasons. I was doing because my parents and the
Because
church
that's just how it was, right?
say that this is how it is, or and it is like you're born and your life is already written the way it's gonna happen. It's not true. It's not true. And you make your life.
That's right.
Make it good or bad, according the way you're thinking, feeling, and act.
Oh, I love that. Whew, I have chills. I love that. No, this is good stuff. I love it. All right. Oh, this is a good one. What
Oh
role did anger play in your awakening?
my God, a big, huge role.
Hmm?
A big, huge role. So I read cards, right? You know, I have the tarot, and one of my favorite cards is death, because I always believe that it's in pain that we transform ourselves. But I was not only in pain, I was so angry with the world. And after I realized that I need to, it was not the world. I need to be angry with me because I allowed that to happen. How? I was so stupid to allow something so simple and something that I should know since my teen years to happen to me at 40.
Yeah, well.
So I was very angry, and that was what like the transformation in me, because I need to learn how to let it go one more time, to forgive not the people that did wrong to me, but forgive myself.
Right. And
Forgive
that,
myself.
and that's big. It's like forgiving ourselves. And it's like, I have people saying, well, what do I need to forgive myself for? It's like, you forgive yourself for not knowing any better, you know, for anything. It's like for not loving yourself enough, for one, you
Sometimes
know.
you know, and that is the part that is more difficult for you to forgive, because in my perspective, okay, this is all a matter of perspective.
That's right.
I knew all along that I was being used. And even like that, I allowed. And why did I allow it? Because, not because I didn't know better, but because I was so naive that I wanted that the people around me change and see the things the way I was seeing. So I allowed them to use me. I allowed them to talk bad about me. I allowed them to, whatever the case was, it doesn't matter. And but I knew I have all the signs in front of me. I just didn't want to see it because
And that's big to recognize that, and then
I was naive, and I was still expecting things would change.
right. And
So
that's huge.
I was angry not with the people, but with me, because I knew it. And if I look back, I had all the signs there. And the cards actually told me, and I say, "You're wrong. This is my
I
energy.
know better.
I know bad."
Right?
Right.
Yep, I'm humans, man. We're such a funny breed, let me tell you.
Is what it is, you know. We special. I don't know, but special when it is about money, love, and all that stuff. We always think that no matter how the signs are in front of us, we always try to not paying attention because we think our heart know better.
So, well, our heart does know better, which is we need to listen to it, you know.
I would say that my subconscious know better.
Well, your subconscious, yeah, anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Heart is just a muscle.
It's all good. So, when we've talked about boundaries before, so when did you realize that boundaries aren't walls, they're clarity?
I think that is still something that I'm working with.
Okay. It's a work
But
in progress. I'm still working on it too. I
it's a
mean, I have
work in
pretty good
progress,
boundaries,
because
but
some boundaries that I put it in my life, I know they are walls, but I have little, you know, they are not very well done, let's say like this, because I allowed some people to cross
welcome
over
over.
and I allowed some people, not all, but
Right.
the most important. For example, I have boundaries, but if you call me, you call me with, and is one boundary, but I know that makes a lot of sense for you, I would not care. I would put it my guard down and I say, here, take
Because you love me, and
because
you
that
know I do the same for you, so there we go.
the same way I do for my kids, right?
Right. But boundaries are good to have, you know.
Absolutely.
And one thing I noticed, and I'm sure you noticed that too, it's like I was like one of those people who had no boundaries. You know, I was the doormat. It's like, hey, whatever needs to be done, it's like I'll take care of it, I'll do it, and da da da. Until one day I was like, you know what, I am miserable. So I started saying no. Again, no is a sentence, you know. But that's when the boundaries started coming in.
And
And it
when
was
was
so
the time?
interesting to see. I lost so many people because now all of a sudden I was not their acquaintance of convenience anymore. They couldn't get from me anymore what they've been getting because I put up the boundary, you know, and they fizzled away. And I learned since then, it's like, oh, you put up boundaries, all the users, they will disappear, which is good. You win. Either way, you win. You know, the ones that really care and have your best interest at heart, they will accept your boundaries. They will respect your boundaries, you know, and it's so liberating and it's so amazing. It's like, what?
That's why I said some people I open my boundaries, and you are one of them because I know whatever you are asking, even if you go against my boundaries and my limits, I
Right.
know that for you to ask that. And since you know me, and since we work together, and since we both are in the same journey, I know that is something that you really, really need.
Right.
So I
Yeah.
will let that go. You know what I
Well,
mean?
I mean, then that's the thing with boundaries. I mean, you set up the general boundaries, you know, but you can still make exceptions, you know, for some people and situations and everything. But in general, you know, it is so healthy to have boundaries. I mean, it's not just I mean, it's healthy for you, and you are the most important person in your world. You know,
Absolutely.
you are the number one, you know, so it's like you protect you, you make sure you're safe. You know, and boundaries, I found, I mean, everything changed for me once I started having boundaries. It's like, what? This is, and most of all, I found, I don't know about you, but for me, once I started having those boundaries and really stuck to them, I didn't feel so drained anymore. I didn't feel exhausted anymore.
That depends of the boundaries that you put it. And if
Right.
you, and that, me knowing you, I know your boundaries were because you are always ready to help everyone. And it was very difficult for you to ask for help because I met you in that time that it was difficult for you to ask for help, right?
Because we're humans, you know? Well, I am human.
Absolutely. And so I realized that, yes, it drains you when your boundary is that you don't know how to say no because people needs you or because people are asking you for freebies or whatever the case would be. All right. And so you feel drained. Absolutely. But I think depends of all the boundaries. Or because you cannot say no because someone the car broke and called you and you go and you let and after you come running because you have a meeting
Well,
and
right now I don't because right now my legs won't let me drive, so yay.
but see what I mean? And I'm so
Right.
sorry, Colorado. I'm so sorry, but I'm gonna let this here. It's like this woman did everything. And I know that she did because the majority of the times I was there, she received people in the house, she helps people for free and all that stuff. And now she's stuck in the house and no one comes to get her, not even for a coffee. And I'm so freaking far away.
Well, actually, people started, so
Oh, okay.
because I show up differently too. So, but
Okay.
that's a whole different conversation.
Okay. I was already ready to fight your ghosts.
It's really interesting when you're stuck at home, you know, and you really have to, well, at least that's what I do. And I highly recommend it to anybody. It's like, do some deep dive questions into yourself. You know, why is this going on? What is the lesson? You never go. I mean, I used to be like long time ago, me was like, poor me, why is this happening to me? Wow, 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 wine, wine, wine. Now I'm like, okay, there's a reason this is happening. What am I not seeing? What's the lesson that I'm not learning? So when I broke my ankles, that was on me, 100% on me, because for quite a while I kept saying, I am physically, mentally exhausted. I need a break. Okay? So words matter. So be careful what you say. That's all I'm saying on this one. Okay?
Do you
So.
remember Miguel? A month without going to school?
Yeah. He had to follow my footsteps. Anyway. Anyway. Let's do the next question.
Question.
Let's see. Ooh, I like this one. What's the difference between being nice and being honest?
It's not a difference. I'm
Mm,
sorry. No,
okay.
it's not a difference. Because being honest, it doesn't mean that you need to be rude. You always can be nice. And I don't think lying is nice anyway. So for
Right.
me, as a definition, I can say the truth the same way I always said to you. And I don't think I never was rude.
No, you're blunt, but I'm blunt too, so that's okay.
Well, I can use sarcasm and all that
Hey,
stuff because,
sarcasm is a great language, by the way.
but with her, with other people, it depends the way we know the person or not. But I think the truth doesn't need to be. We can say the truth even if it is a very ugly and hurtful truth. We can
I
say it in
agree.
a nice way,
But you
and I
should always be
think.
honest. You should my philosophy is like always be honest. But there's a
Absolutely.
way to be honest, to say it. You
And
know?
for you to lie, you are not being nice at all.
Right.
Because you're just hiding the truth that
Well, you're
some.
not pro I mean, if, sometimes we lie because we think by lying or omitting something from the truth, we're helping the other person. No, you're not.
And you're not being nice in that case.
Right. Well, see? Good
But
question.
that's why I say I don't see a difference. Go put your glasses.
I know, I'm like, I'm reading the questions. I have them over here on my monitor and I'm like squinting and I'm like, I don't want to ask that question. I don't like that Hey,
Is your
Ooh.
show? You run it.
I like this one. This one is a good one. What does it feel like to be truly seen, and how do you know when you are?
I still need to figure it out yet because I don't know if I'm truly seen.
I see you.
I think I spent, yeah, not a lot of people does. I spent
Right.
45 years of my life, I think, hiding and try to get the external approval, right? And the external validation. And don't get me wrong, sometimes as you said, have the external validation sometimes feels awesome, even if we know that validation needs to be self-validation, right?
Right.
So I think I grow and I was raised always what others gonna think, and your world can be falling apart, but you always put the mask and a smile and everything's gonna be okay. And even if it's not, you still put the mask and pretend that everything's going to be okay. And whatever problem you need to solve, you solve between the four walls that you have in your room or your house or whatever it is, right? So I don't have too many people that's truly see me.
I don't think none of us really have a lot of people that really see us because most people are so engulfed in their own life and their own whatever's going on with them, that it's like takes all their bandwidth. There's really nothing left to see much else.
To be honest, I think a society on today's date is so
Superficial?
and selfish.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Agreed.
I'm going to use the right words. I'm going to be nice, but using the truth. I think they are so egocentric and concerned about themselves. Is me, myself, and I. And sometimes I even notice with the clients that they call me and ask me for freebies, and suddenly I figured it out. They are paying for other coaches, but they still call me saying that their coach, the one they are paying,
It's not doing their job.
they are not doing the job. But like, if you have a coach and you are paying, why are you calling me for my free time? For first of all, you're not being you're
It's
not just having,
disrespectful.
you're
But
not
here's
being
the thing.
your own coach,
But
right?
see, that happened a while ago, and Sonia told me, and I'm like, so you say no. Again,
Absolutely, you say no. But
Moses,
what
and
I'm
she put
trying,
up boundaries.
I did, but that is not the case. It's like, I don't think people, I don't think, I think people are so focused on themselves they forget the rest of the world, you know?
Well, because it's like there's so much going on. I mean, so many worries are going on. You know, it's like financial and health and this and that and da 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 da.
It
There's not
always
much room left for
existed.
anything else.
That's always going to exist in everyone's life. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. I mean, it's true. It's just for some people experience it more than others. That's all.
That's going to happen in everyone's life. Everyone's going to have health issues. I did last week. Everyone's going to have money's problem. Oh, I had it all, my entire life, and I'm okay with that. And you did it too. You know, I even have this conversation this week that where I said to you, I know the universal laws and I know everything's going to be okay, but at the same time, I think my mind goes to you, and I know that you did everything great. I know your story. I read your books. I cry with you. I laugh with you. I was there when you have a very
Broken ankles.
broken ankles. I was there in your bad situations. I was there in your good situations. Yes, we were only together for 3 years, but our life is a roller coaster. Okay?
That's a whole nother story. That's a
It's
show
a
in
whole
itself.
nother story. And I remember to say to you, I know the rules. I know the laws, the universal laws. I know the hermetical laws. I know all that stuff. In the meantime, I know I'm going to be okay. But at the same time, I look to you and I know that you did everything right. And I know that you suffer. And even like that, you continue, you know? And it make me think, why? What is missing? And I found the answer to that.
Do tell.
But I tell you off the screen. You know, and it's gonna get better because you are getting better, because your lesson is start being okay to have all the help that you can have. You need to ask, but when people comes to you, accept too.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like we all have those lessons, you know, and it's like, and some of us are more stubborn than others, but that's okay.
Oh, and Spain's very stubborn. And me too.
I mean, you know, but that's the thing. So why do you think you are a misfit?
I think everyone is.
I agree.
I
But
don't.
I have some people like, I'm not a misfit, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, so you fit in every box that society has ready? And they're like,
No. No,
no.
because if we are all the same, no one is the same, right?
Right.
We have, even physical, right? We have people that are top models, and they, I don't know, but in the European, you remember that came a magazine with the perfect measures on the breasts, waist, and so it was, don't Google after me, but in Portugal I remember that. I think it was 86 60 86, so 86 60 86, and who has that measure was a perfect woman, the beautiful and all that stuff. I never find out. I find out that that
It was
wasn't
all airbrushed.
just on the breast, forget it, just in this part on the top. The numbers. But who say that someone just can be have the perfect body, like when they have that matches? How they can say that to a teenager that is start having
Right.
body and start learning how to love their body. And suddenly they say, if you don't have these measures, you're not perfect. Oh, so no, I prefer to say that no, I'm unique on my own way. Not everyone like yellow, thank God, because yellow is a beautiful color for the ones they like it, not for me. And I'm okay with it.
That's
And
awesome.
I
You
don't,
know, one thing, it's
it's
like
not
what I've.
a size fit all. This is not a size
No,
fits all.
one size fits nobody. So, fit some, one size fits some. But we're so conditioned, like from, I remember from like when I was little, I mean, my whole life, it's like comparison. You know, I was always compared to this person, that person, you know, and it's like, and then we compare ourselves. You know, it's like we decide it's like, oh, I'm not successful because I don't make X amount of money. This person over here, you know, they have that. And it's like, if they have it, then I can have it. Stop that. Stop comparing. That
But
is like the worst thing you can do. And it's like, if you continue comparing, you will always be a misfit regardless anyway. You know,
unfortunately,
because you never, because
but
you are you. You are you. You are different.
unfortunately,
Different
I
isn't
think that
broken.
comes for a European culture. I don't know about here, but I think that comes a lot of European culture that our parents raise us like, look, that person have better grades than you. Look, she wears the clothes better than you. Or look, she is skinny. Well, my mom always have the crazy thing that people
I
cannot
don't
be.
think that's a European thing. I think that's like everywhere.
But the comparison is always there, and we are raising with that limit belief, and we are the ones that can do the stop. And I promise myself that I will never compare my kids to anyone. And sometimes I even catch almost coming out because it was the way that I was raised,
Because we're human.
and I am human. And sometimes I say, "Look, too," and I'm suddenly I'm like, "But I have perfect kids, you know. I really have beautiful kids.
Yes, you do.
They have their faults like everyone else,
I
but
mean, they're kids. They're
they're kids."
supposed to. They're still figuring things out. Shh. I'm 60 and I'm still figuring things out. Okay, so there.
Oh, but they are different, and they know that they know that they are different. My daughter is gonna turn 15, and I noticed that she cannot fit in a group, and it's so sad as a mom to see that.
Well, I
My
mean, here's the thing. She fits in a group, just not those groups.
she still didn't find the
She
group,
hasn't found her people yet. She'll come, she'll find them.
not her group yet. Miguel is a smart mouth.
No.
And a very intelligent guy.
He's very smart.
It is.
That kid, holy smokes. I'm excited to see where he's going as he
Right
grows
now
older.
is going if matter is infinite or not. And he has all the kinds things to fight his ideas that he bit me because I get tired. So if I haven't hear someone that know about matters and space and all that stuff and wants to contact my son, please be free. But prepare yourself because it's a tough game.
Yep.
So, and Mateus is Mateus. He's still a kid. He's still a baby. He still doesn't want to grow. That is the one that doesn't want to grow at all.
And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing. Nothing.
You know, he'll figure it out. They will all figure it out. So speaking of, so if they want to contact you, how can they best contact you?
Oh, they can contact through Facebook, Instagram, Matters of Perspective, right? The
Yeah.
stupid simple that is, you see on the, is your right side?
Oh, not today. Today I'm
No,
inclusive.
right side. You have mine
Oh,
shape
she
to
hide
have,
me there?
yeah, is it your right?
Yes.
Ha.
I had to
So
think for a second.
it is the stupid simple matters of perspective. We have freebies there, a lot of freebies. Sabina has amazing books there for sale too, and a lot of them they're gonna help a lot
Heck,
of
we
people.
wrote one together.
Actually, we did more than one together, just
Right.
FYI.
That is true.
You
But
forgot
I'm
it.
seeing it behind you, the ego trap. We wrote that one
Yeah,
together.
but the other ones are here too.
Nice.
I just changed this recently and now I don't know where it is.
Trust us, it's there.
They have the Happiness Matter, the journal too,
Right.
that we did together too.
So, but yeah, it's awesome. So, Sonia, thank you so much for being here, for being my friend. I love you for all that you do. You are the bomb.com.
It. Love it.
So, and you guys out there, seriously, you have a home here because we're all misfits. You can find us on Facebook, Home of Misfits. We have a group. It's the Open Living Room group. It's called, I think it's called Home of Misfits, the Open Living Room. Just come find us or go to homeofmisfits.com. It's our website. There's more information there. And yeah, thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next week.
Just one
And
small little thing,
oh,
sweetie.
sure.
Don't forget what I told and Sabine told too. Like, your story can change and can help someone. So don't be afraid to go to the website and enroll yourself for one little interview with this beautiful, amazing woman, and you will help someone.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless now. But I mean, it is true. We always think it's like, oh, I don't have a story. We all have stories. Every single day you live has several stories within it. And it's like to you, it's ordinary. To somebody else, it's extraordinary. This might be exactly what they needed to hear, to help them make it through another day. So share your story. Don't hide. And yeah, if you want to share your story, if you want to be on, go to homeofmisfits.com and on the podcast page and sign up to become a guest. It's awesome. So until next week, be good to yourself and remember you belong and different isn't broken. So we will chat with you next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.